I wanted to really talk about the effectiveness of the World Heritage Convention in the era we now appear to be in with this deliberate destruction of heritage places. How can the World Heritage Convention protect those sites?
Theoretically speaking, any of the sites, including European sites, could be dynamited in any moment. So I'm afraid that it is not just a matter of creating a special security forces within UNESCO. It is rather a matter of the reaction after. And I'm afraid that the reaction after, not so, of course, easy as the case of Palmyra, for example, at the moment shows that we can easily invite the best experts to Paris to discuss the issue, but the question is, what should be the next step from the side of UNESCO? I'm afraid that at the moment we are in such a tricky moment, we shouldn't try to create the illusion that everything is okay. We shall really consider the problem of Bamiyan, of Palmyra, as a kind of a test concerning the credibility of UNESCO, not just of the convention. And UNESCO is a part of UN system. So credibility of the international community. Concerning global economy, it is complicated to mobilize special funds and money. But at the moment, I do not see any mechanism and even any trial within this very bureaucratic model and system of the execution of the convention to do so. We can, of course, produce numerous acts of our solidarity and so on and so on. But at the moment, sorry to say so, bombing, dynamiting is becoming a disease which is not just a matter of those areas of conflicts at Middle East. It could be done anytime and everywhere. If you consider the recent 2 or 3 or 4 years time in Europe, it was London, it was Paris, it was Berlin. Everywhere it is possible. So I'm not naive saying that we can prevent and defend, unfortunately, because at the moment, globally, we can see the growing hatred and tensions and conflicts. But we are lacking concerning the convention and especially the execution of the convention of 1972, convention born in a different era, in the era of Cold War, before the time of terrorism, so let's say well developed, so to speak, that we should have the instrument of a certain reaction afterwards, which should be much more efficient. So when the conflict stops, we are well prepared concerning the expert level, but we have also the tools to help the state party to recover. And Mostar, for me, once again, is a very encouraging example.